Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, July 17th. We're back with a guest, and we're on Facebook Live today, Danny.
Yep.
And I see you all made up and everything, ready to go with your Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah, because my hair is curly.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, I was out of control this morning. This is the only thing I can think of what I could do with it, possibly.
It's like horns or something, you know?
Yep.
Where did you come up with that one?
I always do this.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed. But yeah. How did you get the idea?
I don't know.
No?
Probably just my mom did all the time
it's
when
unusual,
I was a kid.
It's unusual, right?
I mean, no, this is actually really popular.
Really?
Yeah, so many girls do it.
Okay, well, I don't know.
They call them alien buns.
Yeah. Huh?
Even though they're just buns, I don't know why they call them alien buns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's dying to talk, but we'll have you on in just a moment, okay?
I'm not really dying to talk.
No, okay, well, I can't hear you anyway, so hold on a second. So, Danny, what's going on with the dog? Are you still bonding with the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I still have him.
Oh, okay,
he's a good
cool.
boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a cuddle bug.
Cool. And any new applicants for your apartment?
No.
No, nothing. Huh?
I mean, there's one guy I like.
Right.
I'm just waiting for him to let me know if he wants the spot. Mm. I'm hoping that he does. So we'll see.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So, So you talked about the movie The Equalizer. So I started watching it last night.
Yeah, how far did you
Denzel?
Get?
Denzel, not very far. I mean,
I don't understand how you can start watching that movie and not finish it.
Well, look,
so
I started watching it at 1:30 a.m. Okay.
Oh.
How late can you stay? Right.
I mean, that's why would you start a movie at 1:30 in the morning?
Because that's when I feel like watching a movie.
I know.
So you know, so the thing is that. I was watching until the part where the girl was in the hospital, and so that's pretty.
So the
much
action
the
hasn't started
right?
yet.
No, not yet. He's still.
That's
like,
why you could stop.
He's
it.
Still this calm guy, and I know something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
There, but
it gets like literally the scene right after that is where the action starts.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, he's like looking at the business card they gave him and everything,
mm-hmm.
and he's waiting. So you said you've seen that a few times?
At least five or six.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's like one of my faves.
It's that good?
But I'm also obsessed with Denzel Washington. I just think he's an incredible actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now tell me, is this like movie based on a comic book or something?
No.
No, huh?
No.
Because I think there was something. The
I don't know. I don't want to say no because I'm not 100% sure, but when it came out, nobody said
yeah maybe not then.
Yeah I'm gonna
I'm
see.
Confusing it with something
but the
else.
New one what date is it today's the 17th so on Friday the new one comes out
oh really
yeah.
There's a part two
yeah
sequel
yeah
oh,
absolutely
wow, so
they started filming
directly.
That like immediately after it released because it made so much money
okay so that's why maybe that's why they're showing it on Hulu now
no it's probably been on Hulu for like years
yeah
is Equalizer a comic book let's see
probably not I think I'm confusing it with The Punisher which was a good comic book way back when.
Mm, yeah, you're right, because it says The Equalizer is what Punisher should have been. So basically they're saying it Equalizer
oh, really?
Should have been a
okay, so
comic
it's
book.
Kind of a revenge. Yeah,
aren't they all revenge movies, though,
they
at the
are,
end
right?
of the day?
Because, yeah, because it really gets you riled up.
Yeah,
you know? You
like even Deadpool.
Yeah.
Deadpool was a revenge movie because he
oh,
was
yeah?
like, oh, I'm going to get these guys for screwing my life.
Oh, okay.
Because they
well,
turned
don't
him
tell
into that.
Me. That's the next one I'm watching.
Oh, you haven't seen? You have,
haven't
you're
seen Deadpool.
Pathetic.
Well, all I can tell you
Deadpool
is
Deadpool came out in 2015.
I know, but the thing is that I'm not. I never knew that character from comic books.
Well, it's new.
And besides,
I
I've
think
been, no, it's been around for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they don't consider it Marvel.
No, maybe it's something else.
Yeah, because even in the movie, they have Marvel characters in it, and they're like, yeah, maybe one day you can join the crew, like basically saying like. Deadpool is not like a Marvel character.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
his character's too like grungy. Like that movie's very
yeah.
like sexual.
I know. That's what I heard. So
uh-huh.
it's not your usual.
Like kids should not be seeing that movie.
Really?
Not at
so,
all.
Okay, so it's not your traditional comic book. This is for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't actually ever see him being in a Marvel movie because I don't know how they would like tone down his character.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I saw it because I'm oversaturated with comic book movies, you know, superheroes. Yeah,
that one's not a normal one.
I know.
You would like that one.
Yeah, that's why I have
it. Has like your humor in it.
I have it ready.
Yeah. So after Equalizer, you can watch that one. Because Deadpool 2 is already out too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it though.
Yeah.
It's like the on my Fire Stick, I can watch any movie, but until it hits Redbox, when you watch it, it has like that like crap across the screen. So really? I'm like, I'm just going to wait.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is that like, you know why? Because those are like the...
they're stolen.
Yeah, they send them to the people to evaluate or something.
Yeah.
Screeners.
Yeah, and then the scripture's right across the screen, so it's like impossible to watch it. But as soon as it hits Redbox, like the new HD version will hit the Fire Stick.
Right, and then you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sounds good.
I can wait.
All right, well, we're going to bring on our guest right now who's sitting here patiently, and we appreciate that every time. We're joined by Anita, I'm going to say this, Martirosyan, right?
Yes, you got it right.
There you go. Mm. You see, you got
to read. Kind of long. I always
you
try to read. Shorten it.
Yeah. It seems like, is this an Armenian name?
It is. It is an Armenian last name.
Because you can tell by the IAN, right?
Yeah, the IANs and the YANs.
Yeah.
Or an indication.
Well, my roommate was Persian, and she had IAN, and everyone always used to ask her if she was Armenian, and she would get upset. She's like, no, just because I have IAN in my last name doesn't mean I'm Armenian.
Yeah,
I'm
that sometimes happens.
Really? So Persians have that too in their last name?
Sometimes.
Because I understand that many Armenians were born and grew up in Iran, you know?
Yeah,
so.
We're kind of all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you got a history.
Displaced citizens.
You've got a history. Were you born here in the States?
Actually, no. I was born in Armenia. Yeah, but I'm like 25% Ukrainian. So
I
kind of bond with that culture too.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. How did your parents meet?
Actually, in Armenia, you know, my dad and his family came to Armenia and met my mom and fell in love, got married.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he was in the Ukraine and he came to visit Armenia?
No, my dad was actually born in Georgia, the country Georgia.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's all in the same area.
It's all
general
over.
Area.
No clue.
I would never be able to name them without, you know, seeing the maps and everything.
Mm,
but,
yeah.
But, that's cool. So, do you ever go back there now?
Actually, I was there between 2002 and 2004. I lived there for 2 years. It was quite an experience, you know, a big culture shock after living here most of my life. But it was a good experience. I actually plan on returning because things are kind of getting better politically and stuff. Things are looking up. So
you miss it, kind of?
I do. You know, I do. Those
How
are
old
my
were
roots.
You when you moved here?
I was 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And your parents decided we're moving to America?
No, my parents parted ways, unfortunately. You know, my dad and his family went back to Ukraine. Mom and I came here. And after not seeing my dad for about 30 years, I just saw him like 2 months
ago.
My
God.
He moved in with me, so permanently. Wow. It's been the reunion of a lifetime, basically, you know.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's
oh my
a long
God.
Time.
I couldn't
it was
my
painful.
Dad.
It was so painful not having him around. But we're catching up every day, and he's an amazing dad, so I'm proud to have him.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Were you in touch at all during
this
time?
We were, you know, of course, through Skype and all that stuff, but, you know, it's different when you get to hug your own dad and just have him near you all the time.
Right.
Yeah. A shoulder to cry on. I literally did that. I was like, I have to do this. I have to have this experience.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> So how long is he going to live with you for?
Well, we're going to be together forever, hopefully.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. I could never. what if you start dating and stuff?
No, not in that sense. Of course, you know, we're going to have our own separate lives.
Right.
But, you know, he's going to be near me.
Right.
I've made that pact with him. Like, Dad, you're not going anywhere
right.
at this point.
Right.
Nice.
You know?
You have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I hope I don't cry on the show.
Well, we'll change the topic.
Actually, I've never cried on the show yet. Have I?
No, yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't.
Do you cry easily?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like with commercials, everything.
Let's cry together. Yeah.
Like, I don't feel
I'm
like
so
crying
down.
Today. I don't feel like,
I'd have
I'm not
to watch
mood.
A movie.
Yeah. I'm not in the mood to cry today. I want to be
it's
happy.
Okay. I can bully you around. and
not today.
Yeah.
That's funny. So
but thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for joining us. And we're going to talk... You're going to do your own show here on LA Talk Radio, and we're excited to have you. Yeah. So we'll talk about that a little bit and everything. But I wanted to ask you, do you have siblings?
I don't. I'm an only child, you know. Oh, so, wow. Yeah.
So that's why you missed a dad, right?
Absolutely. You know, it was like I was an only child. I was really close with my mom, but that's the only thing I had. That's the only thing I knew. So there was no balance.
Right.
And I really needed that masculine energy, and I waited so long, and finally to see him and have him around is just like a miracle. I look at him every day and I'm like, I can't believe you're here. Wow. I mean, it just hasn't sunk in yet.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
What made him decide to make that decision? I mean, that's a big
He
move,
always
right?
wanted to be close to me, you know? And the right. funny thing is, it's like, I've never met a person who's so committed to his family and child. He tells me, you know, he had women all over the place who wanted to marry him and have kids. But he's like, no, I wanted to come and be with you. I'm like, wow.
So he has no other kids?
No. It's kind of crazy. No, he's not. My dad is very honest.
So 30 years, he never had another kid.
No, he had a lot of girlfriends, and he has a bunch of stories, which I love hearing. Yeah. Wild stories. He's very open with me, you know? But no kids.
No kids.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So, and your mom, she's still here? She's still with us?
She's still with us, yeah. Uh-huh. She has her own life. She's an interesting character, but I let her be.
And are you guys close?
Not as close as I am with my dad, actually. Interestingly enough,
yeah.
But you know, I respect my mom. She's her own person. She's kind of an alien to me.
Right.
But that can happen, right?
Right?
Mothers and daughters always have that kind of interesting relationship. Mm-hmm. But you know, my dad is like full on like me, like open, happy, cheerful, excited about life, and we just have a lot of fun together. And if I were to move to Armenia in a few years, which I'd like to do, it's definitely going to be with my dad and my daughter, because I have a 2-year-old. So.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So he was happy to meet her too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Did you ask her if she wants to move to Armenia?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, she's excited about just being with us. So anywhere we go, she'll be happy.
I would do that before she knows that she's moving to Armenia.
Absolutely, yeah, because she's a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
She'll be mad at me one day, like, what the hell did you think, Mom?
And not only that, you guys live in Los Angeles, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're going to take her from, like, the city of dreams to.
Yeah, but at 2, you know.
No,
I mean,
Armenia
yeah.
is the city
if
of dreams as well.
If she does it at a young age, then right. she won't yeah. know that she was here. But if you, at, like, 10 years old, she's going to. Like, no.
Here's the thing about my country, Armenia. It's a beautiful place. I mean, it's blooming right now. It's really blooming. We just went through this like incredible, like peaceful revolution that the whole world was stunned about. And we have a new prime minister, Nikol Pashinyan. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, because I'm not very political. I don't really follow that stuff. But I know things are happening. And, you know, and I think people are excited to actually move back and start a new life and live in our own country. So I think that that's a good thing. And since I live there, since I'm familiar, I think it would be exciting to do something there. And, and I'll obviously be back and forth, but I do want to experience that life, and I want my daughter to experience that life, because that's her heritage.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
If you guys are listening, we're on Facebook Live. All you have to do is go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook. You'll see us there. I actually didn't check to see if we're there, but we can check and you can share and everything, because we like to be shared, right? With the world. We belong to the world.
Yep.
Not to anybody else. So I'm just going to double check on this. But in the meantime, I wanted to ask you, so what do you do? What do you do with your life? What do you for work?
Well, actually, I've kind of been like kind of all over the place all my life.
Really?
I've kind of been like the jack of all kind of a thing. But, you know, for the last like since 2013, since I graduated from Woodbury University here in Burbank, actually in our backyard, studied communication. I kind of was like really fond of like marketing, advertising. So I did that. I launched my own business in marketing, and I did pretty well, you know. And then I, of course, met my husband. We got married, so things kind of shifted and changed. And my husband had an idea to do a radio show, and we actually did. We had our own show for a while. And but, you know, it was actually fun in the beginning, but you know what? It's like husband and I started having different views about how things should be, and that's when I
Really?
I basically like, quit. I was like, all right, bye-bye. I'm going to do my own thing.
Really?
Yeah,
wow. How long were you guys together since you met?
Since 2014, and that was a bit of a rocky relationship. We're not together at the moment.
Right.
Living
right.
separately, but not quite separated.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just kind of like, you know, I needed to kind of like grow on my own because, you know, becoming a mother and going through this overwhelming change of marriage and stuff could really take a toll on your individuality. Mm-hmm. So that's when I was like, no, I got to break free, do my own thing, find myself again.
Yeah.
And follow my dreams.
You seem to me like nobody can contain you, right? I mean, you're a spirit.
No, I'm a fireball.
Yeah. Free spirit. She's going to totally. Do whatever the hell she wants, you know?
Yeah.
A strong woman, I see. Was he like a strong personality too?
Is very that strong, yeah.
So you guys were clashing all
a
the
lot,
time.
A lot, yeah. Strong personality, very driven. But, you know, I do want to thank him because he did push me a lot to kind of like come out and do the show. At first I was like really hesitant because he wanted to do like 5 days a week and I was like, no, I'm a mommy, I can only handle one day a week,
right?
And then but I committed to that and I was helping with all the marketing and the production and it was really fun and it kind of like motivated me, gave me wings. So for that I'm really grateful that he pushed me and motivated me to do bigger things in life, because I might have just been like, all right, whatever, I'll just be a mom.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sounds good. Doesn't so. Sound like you hate him or anything.
No,
you know? Yeah.
We have a good relationship and that's we're good. Working he on just, improving it.
Yeah, yeah.
So good. Do you want to get back together with him?
That's something I don't want to discuss on the show. No, honestly, okay. Like at this point, I don't see that happening. Maybe in the future if things... He does a 180 with his behavior. But
is he Middle Eastern?
He is. He was born in Lebanon.
Okay. So he's like controlling. Kind
yeah.
Of.
I mean, I can't believe I'm actually talking about this like out loud on air on Facebook Live with okay, everyone watching.
I've dated Middle Eastern, so I know how they are. It's just like, I just don't think I could. I don't think I could settle down with a Middle Eastern guy.
No, he wasn't controlling. It wasn't that. There were other issues. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It just like.
No you know, offense, Sam. Love you to death.
No, but
no.
If you have two, if you have two like stubborn people
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, but most Middle Eastern men are stubborn.
You think so?
Absolutely.
That's a big fucking generalization, let me tell you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Where are you from originally,
Boston.
Dan? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, no, but in the Middle East, there's a lot of different countries, okay? Different cultures and stuff. So you can't put everybody in the same
I've dated Syrian, Armenian, Persian, every single
Which
one.
Which is your favorite? You're like none
I'm like
of the
obsessed
above.
Obsessed with the Syrian one, oh, the but Syrian. Yeah, but he's like the meanest.
Oh, really?
He's so awful. He's like,
but that's why you love him because he's a bad boy.
Yeah, and I hate it.
I know. It's like you love it, and you
then
hate
I feel
it.
I feel like he knows that once he like quivers to me and gives me what I want, I'm gonna be like, I'm so all set. Like I'm so good. I think it's because right now he's being like
right.
not giving me.
Yeah, it's the challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
So it works.
The Persian accent I like a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, see, the Syrian guy doesn't pronounce S's, and it drives me crazy.
See, I prefer, like, Brazilians and Latin guys.
Yeah.
I've never been with a Latin guy.
Mm. No?
My sister loves Latin guys. I have a twin. She loves Spanish guys.
I have a Spanish heart, so I don't
Do
know.
Do you really? What is your type? Do you like also... South American, Latin American guys.
I feel like if I had like
what's your taste?
If I had like a Latin guy, like the ones they have in like the movies, like the actual Spaniards, I'd probably fall deeply in love with one. But they don't. Yeah. They don't exist out here.
Really?
I'm not attracted to Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Mexicans. No.
So you're looking for Spanish,
like Spanish, like Spaniards, like almost look like white men but have a Spanish accent and speak a different language. Like
right. when you say "ole,"
yeah, and like when they're talking shit, it's in a different language, and I have to be like, "What are you saying?"
Ole.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not attracted to any Spanish guys in Los Angeles.
Right.
Nope. Definitely not in Massachusetts.
Because they're not authentic.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I mean, and they are. I hate to say that
you
they're
want
not.
The bullfighters.
Yeah, like that, that type
exactly.
of Spanish.
I get
yeah.
you.
Like almost my question if he works for the cartel Spanish.
Yeah. Oh.
So you're saying she wants a matador or something,
yeah, exactly.
right? The bullfighter.
That's what they do yeah. out there. It's so weird.
Not everybody's so like that.
No, not everybody.
Such a fucking stereotype. Of Spain.
But everyone stereotypes everything. Sometimes it's all in good fun. But no, that type of Spanish. I'm trying to think of like a movie. Oh, Sicario.
Yeah. Carmen.
What's Carmen?
Carmen's a movie too.
I have no idea.
Flamenco dancers. And I mean, I forget the plot of the story, but... the plot of the movie, but
yeah, did any of you guys see Sicario?
Yeah, isn't that South America though? It's Latin America.
That
it's
guy in the movie, the main guy.
No.
Oh yes, he's Benito, Spanish. And
Benito just, del Toro.
Let me just get his name really quick. Yeah. But he's Spanish, and like yes, put a bow on him and give me him for Christmas.
Yeah,
that's the type of Spanish.
Benicio
guy.
Del Toro is his name.
Have you seen that movie? I'll be very, shocked if you did.
That's with, what's her name? The detective.
Emily Blunt.
Yeah. No, I saw it.
You did?
There's a new one coming, right?
It's already out.
Oh, it is?
I'm waiting for it to get to Redbox. Okay. Everyone said it was way better than the first.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's see if you're right.
Are you into movies, Anita?
Absolutely. I watch movies all the time on Netflix. But I really like foreign movies. Like, I'm not really into the Hollywood movies too much.
Because they start to be all the same, you know?
True,
all the superheroes and stuff.
True, true. Yeah.
So what kind of films you like, for example? Like what? Like French seductive films or
yeah.
See, I can't do I can't watch films in different languages.
Yeah,
I did there's one on Netflix called Sex Doll. And I was like, okay, let me watch this. It was in a completely different language, and I just literally the whole movie had no idea what was going on. They have the subtitles at the bottom to help you understand what they're saying, but it's just I can't.
You don't want to read it.
No, and I'm always usually doing something when I'm watching a movie, so then for a split second I'll look down
and
miss
the whole thing.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have to make it up. Okay, they just got into an argument about, and you were right, that was the actor.
Right, right. And the thing is that when you watch movies like this, you have to be used to reading subtitles, because many movies that come here, foreign movies, are dubbed in English, so you don't have to read subtitles. Mm-hmm. But when you're in another country, almost every movie is subtitles,
right,
you know?
Right, right, right.
So it's better than dubbing, because when they dub, it's not the real people talking.
No, it's
so
fake.
Know?
Yeah.
It's so fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm used to reading those, you know, but I can see what you're saying. I mean, it's distracting from the movie.
Yeah, my brother watches foreign movies all the time.
Yeah.
And I'll text him because he's requested a bunch of movies for me, and now he'll just send me movies just because he knows I'll never watch them. I'm like, Marquise, I'm never going to watch this movie ever.
I do enjoy documentaries as well.
I'm documentaries.
I'm huge on documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to watch the Anthony Bourdain thing, you know, and a lot of others. Which one was the one I saw too? There was another one I saw, the TV series on O.J. Simpson, you know?
Oh, American Crime
Story.
Yeah,
that was pretty good, actually. Yeah. That was really interesting.
Yeah, they just tried to, they're doing a new one, too. I forget who it's about.
Mm. Really?
But, yeah.
See, I have no patience for that, because I watched the actual trial, and almost every day, you know, I get so tired of it after a while.
Oh, my God. They used
so
to make
crazy
us watch
he got
that.
Away with that.
Yeah.
I always say that. I'm like, that is so insane that he just, killed her lover. Yeah. Who wasn't even really her lover, right? Was there any proof that they were banging?
No, not really.
Yeah, just they went to dinner. I mean, why can't a girl have some
they
guy
friends?
They
didn't even go to dinner. He was the waiter, and he took back the glasses she left at
the
restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. That's so terrible. Talk about wrong place at the wrong time.
Right. Brutal.
He snapped his neck, right? How do you snap somebody's neck? How do you have the
I don't
strength?
Know. There's this conspiracy going, apparently,
No,
his
he
son
slashed
did it.
The necks.
No, he slashed her neck. I don't think he slashed the guy's neck.
Yeah,
I think
he
snapped it, no?
Oh, my God. Let's not get into the details.
Okay.
it's so interesting to me.
Some are actually saying that the son did it. OJ's son did it. I don't know. That's kind of I don't know.
I've
They're
never
saying
heard
that.
That
he's kind of I don't know, insane, and he didn't like Nicole, and that's what I hear. But
yeah.
And he
wasn't
kind
he
of,
five at the time?
No, he was older. He was a lot older.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the son from the previous marriage.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? And then OJ Simpson's just living his best life. TMZ always catches him at Vegas, just living his life. And Khloe Kardashian
well, he just
is
sat
definitely
in jail for a few years, you know.
For over a broom or something, right?
Broom.
Broom, no.
His neighbor stole
stealing trophies or something, memorabilia.
Yeah, no, they went busted into a room in Las Vegas in a hotel, and he robbed back memorabilia that was his and had been sold to somebody.
Oh, I thought the neighbor stole it.
No.
Oh, okay. It makes more sense why he went to jail for such a long time. Yeah. Why would you want your own memorabilia, you freaking weirdo?
He was also armed and everything, so it was an armed robbery. Yeah. It's It's pretty serious.
I think he just wanted to be in the headlines again.
I don't know what his problem is, you know, but it's just he can't help himself because he's that type
of person.
He's
laying low right now.
Well,
obviously, you think that that's what he would do initially.
So let me
lay low,
right? So when USA and stuff does a show like American Crime Story and it's about his life, does he get a check for that?
No, of course not.
No,
he didn't write the story.
Yeah, I know, but it's about him.
So what?
I mean, why?
I think he wrote a book called "What If I Did It" or something like that, which is kind of insane.
Well, he made like millions of dollars off it because everyone bought it.
That's so insane.
Like everyone bought it.
Yeah, but all the money is gone anyway. You know, he had, how much did he owe? $30 million to the family, to the families.
Yeah,
when they. Because they prosecuted him a civil case also where you can sue the people for money.
Right.
Yeah, well, her crime scene photos are brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. And that's what I do in my spare time, I've realized. I've been watching, like, The Crime Network.
Yeah.
And about, like, these serial killers from, like, 1988 and shit. And I'm like, what? Just because, to me, it's like, I always want to know how you got this messed up.
Right.
Like, what happened in your life for you to be such a, like, a monster?
Yeah.
And, like, O.J. Simpson's a monster, but, like, compared to half these people on the ID network, it's, like, not even close. Not even close.
Good.
There was some photographer, like, in the 70s that went around and, like, would photographer, like, 17-year-olds and then find out where they lived and kill them. By the time he went to jail in 2017, like a year ago, he killed over 63 people.
Oh, I heard about this guy that was caught. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In like San Diego.
San Diego?
Yeah,
was
like
it?
Right down the street.
Oh.
Killed all over California. And then he admitted to like places in Canada, New York, over like 63 people.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
That's a lot.
Let's can you talk imagine? About positive things.
I know.
I know. Anita's like, what?
It's like the morning show.
Today?
Come on.
We talk about all this type of stuff.
About,
I'm just
know?
Kidding.
Every time I walk my dog at night, I get super scared. Just because you never know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so let me ask you, being an Armenian, does that guarantee you're Christian, or how does it work usually?
Yeah, I mean, I'm brought up as a Christian, but my family was never like religious. Like, we didn't go to church on Sundays and all that stuff, you know.
Right, but you identify as that, right? Or they do?
I do, yeah, I do. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like I'm a very just spiritual person, like really tied in with nature. I think nature is spirituality, and I don't really like go too deep with the religion stuff. I'm not really
right. Yeah,
big on that.
What do you think? Does God have any place in your life? Not necessarily as
absolutely,
religious,
absolutely. And
yeah.
I can say that proudly and clearly that yeah, I do. I do follow. Like I do think that there's a higher power. You know, mm-hmm. And I don't know if its name is God. But you know what I mean? Like there's a higher power that rules over everyone's life and brings everything to a balance. So I do believe in the laws of the universe and that you should not break them.
Right. So you don't think we came from aliens or anything like that?
No. I think we are aliens.
Come on.
No, look at our fingers.
I'm not really into sci-fi. It?
They're right. Webs. No, seriously, think about it. If there's life on this planet, there's right. definitely life on other planets, and we're aliens to them.
That, yeah,
there's
of
no
course.
Definitely
that's
life
true.
On
being
other planets.
Being an alien 110%. Is a relative thing. Yeah.
How do you think that Earth is the only planet that has
what
life?
What do you mean 110%? Nobody's proven anything.
Yeah, how because it's impossible. It takes like 55 years to get to
okay,
one other
so
planet.
Does it really matter then? Does it really matter? If
no, but we are aliens ourselves.
No, we're not
yes,
aliens.
We
we're from here.
Yeah,
we're from
but
here. We
if,
started
if we
here.
Go somewhere
she's saying,
else.
She's saying we're aliens for others.
Mm-hmm.
So being an alien is a relative thing. I mm-hmm. get what she's
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you so, ever like look
that's
at...
That's not what she's saying. She's saying we have webbed hands that we came from other species, right?
I mean, think about the whole concept. Like a woman carries a child in her stomach, which is connected by a cord. I mean, all of it is weird.
Yeah, but you've seen too many alien movies.
Yeah, which
okay,
we are.
Because they're all based, all the alien movies are based on what we are, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, not the other way around.
What? I don't get it.
Okay, what I'm saying is we make movies that are similar to us.
Yeah.
We treat God as it's someone similar to us, you know? It's like everything we do is in human terms.
Well, I don't think we look at God that he's similar to us.
Well, maybe do. Many do.
So
well, let me ask you this.
We are godly. I think
yeah.
God
yeah, but,
flows
but,
through us.
Yeah,
we're part
I think
of
that.
Everything,
sure.
the feel, creation.
Yeah. But if you feel like God loves me or God
yeah.
doesn't love me,
yeah.
okay, you're assigning human feelings to
true.
A to a to a being, you know. So that's what I'm saying. And the same with aliens. We always make them look kind of like people.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I don't know. Well, look, I can't be proven and you can't be proven. And all I'm saying is if there are more races out there in the universe, it doesn't really matter because we'll never know, you know?
Yeah, I know. I wish we did, though.
Yeah.
I've just been waiting for some shit to pop off.
Yeah.
Like, when are they coming? Or when are we going? When are we going somewhere?
Not this lifetime.
I know. Definitely not. Like, has anyone even been to Mars yet? No, right?
No.
So, like, all these movies that are being produced, like I Am Martian or whatever, that movie was so boring, by the way. Don't watch it. Yeah. That, and I watched it from beginning to end, and I was like, why did I just, like, waste my life? I was so upset after.
Really?
It was just not good. It was, like, not realistic at all. I'm like, this would never happen, like, ever.
Yeah.
But they had, like, their idea of what Mars would look like. I'm like, you guys don't even know. Like, you're basing a movie off nothing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a, like, what is it called? The space... Not SpaceX. Is it SpaceX? Or
I don't know. SpaceX is Elon Musk's thing, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Elon, I know that something is being developed to go to Mars real soon. Mm. But
yeah.
By Richard Branson or something.
Well, they keep like launching it and it keeps blowing up. So it's really? Like, I don't know if it's going to be taken off anytime soon. But yeah.
It's not. It's definitely not going to be your next Uber.
No, definitely not. I mean, he's determined to just be the first to invent anything.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. He's got so much money.
But isn't it miraculous? Like, inventions just blow my mind.
Same.
All over the place. Same. Like, technology, everything.
Yeah.
But how are we able to do all this stuff? Like, Facebook Live and... You know, years ago, it was just like an idea, a dream.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
And it happened so fast.
We've made a lot of progress, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking to Anita Martirosyan. I said it fast this time.
Martirosyan.
Okay, Martirosyan. Okay, now I know. I had to hear it once.
So it flows.
Martirosyan. Okay, gotcha. And so you're going to do a show called Grace.
Yes.
How did you get the name for the show?
My daughter's middle name.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it had something to do with your daughter.
Yeah.
Really?
Her name is Lillian Grace. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm always so inspired by her. So I wanted it to be like her legacy, you know?
Right.
Very cool.
How does your husband feel about you wanting to go back to Armenia?
Oh, he doesn't know that. Oh, you just opened a can of worms.
No, you said it yourself.
Of course. What am I saying? Yeah. Exactly. I did admit it. Yeah. That's true.
I'm like, you brought it up. We did it.
I don't know if he's watching the show, but...
He probably is. Most guys are stalkers. Don't get it twisted. Most guys stalk.
I don't know. I mean, either he has to agree to come with us or he has to agree to seeing Lillian every once in a while.
Really? So you decided she's going to live? And...
Well, let's
leave this.
I don't want to get into this right now. It's just a dream, okay?
Yeah, she's probably thinking...
It's not happening tomorrow.
No.
What have I done coming into the show this morning?
Right? We like to pry. I noticed that about us, Sam.
Get myself in trouble.
We like to get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's interesting, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And every person is interesting, you know? You don't have to be a celebrity, and you see this all the time, that people have stories.
Absolutely.
Right.
Very interesting.
That's exactly why I want to continue with the show, because when we were doing the show together, you know, I just found it so like amazing. Every week I'd meet someone new with new stories, and then it would open new doors, and it was just so exciting and just constantly full of discoveries.
Right.
So I just felt like once that came to a stop, I was like, what am I doing with my life? I gotta continue this.
Right.
Like, I love learning about people, like, and just for the sake of that, and also just like, you know, giving people a platform to like voice their opinions and all that is what motivated me to do this.
That's awesome. So what are you going to do with the show, really? Do you have, what's your vision with it?
My vision, the subtitle of the show is Discover, Inspire, Evolve, which the acronym, interestingly, is DIE. So, you know, we'll be dying together.
Jeez.
So we'll be dying together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to do like live interviews, with people, with really inspirational people and stuff like that. But it's going to be a fun show. You know?
Well, I'm reserving a place on the gift seat already.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. And so tell people where they can find you or your show.
Yeah.
It's going to start next month, right?
It's going to start in August. August 2nd is the first show. It'll be every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m.
Okay. Pacific
time, exactly. Right. And, you know, we'll probably be doing the Facebook Live and all that good stuff. So
sounds good. Well, I'm looking forward to that. You know, likewise. That should be fun.
Thank you.
And I can tell you're excited about it.
Totally.
And everything, right?
Totally.
Yeah. You see, it's in the blood. I mean, once you do radio, that's it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was kind of like scared this time around because, like, I'm like a little apprehensive because I realize I'm doing this all by myself this time.
Right.
I mean, before it was like with my husband, although he didn't do much, I was doing most of the work. Sorry to say. But, you know, at least I had his support, like his moral support.
That's okay. Well, now you have your dad for moral support, and you'll have guests and everything, so you won't be alone, you know.
True.
Right.
And that's the thing, and at least you'll get to take it in the direction that you want to.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's the main thing.
The billing, you know.
Yeah. True. Love it.
Very cool. So, yeah, so don't miss Anita. She's coming up soon. It's a couple weeks from now.
I already have a couple guests lined up, so
excited. I can't believe August is in a couple weeks. It's really freaking me out.
Why?
Because time is just like flying. Like it was just July 4th.
Yep.
Now it's about to be August 1st. I'm like, okay, this is just getting to.
Yeah, I know. Like the summer just started.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know, man. But you know what? I'm grateful it hasn't been that hot lately, right? It's just right.
It's calming down.
Right.
Yeah. Calming down a bit.
I mean,
yesterday was kind of...
It was kind of getting to me a bit.
But it's nowhere near 115.
I forgot to tell you about my story yesterday.
Yeah.
So I get home and people are supposed to come view the apartment and they bail. And I'm like, you guys are already out. Like, you're not about to bail. Like, no. But anyways, I got two full length mirrors. Like, you know, the Hollywood vanity mirrors. I don't know if you saw my video that I posted on Instagram.
No, I didn't. But
so the Hollywood.
Yeah, I know those with a lot of lights around.
Yeah, so I got the two full length ones. One for my living room and one for my bedroom. Black for the living room because my living room is like a black theme, and white for my bedroom because everything in my room is like silver or whatever. So black obviously wouldn't go. So I had the guy come over to mount it, and he charges by the hour. So he mounts the first one, and then we open the box for the second one, and the one from my bedroom is completely shattered in 1,000 pieces. I had like a kindergarten bitch fit.
Really?
And he was like, you're a freak. But what? That would be my luck.
Yeah. Where did it come from? Did they ship it to you or
UK.
Something?
UK. Came from the UK, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like $1,200 a mirror.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
So it's like $2,400 worth of product. They're like, it's amazing. The mirror is absolutely incredible, but the one from my room shattered. So I just wrote them. That's the one in my living room.
Yeah.
I set it up last night.
Nice.
Very cool. That's a lot of lights.
Yeah, it looks like a dressing room mirror.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. I think that, like, one of those things that would
you
be like...
You want to feel like a star.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted one for my bedroom, obviously. That's the most important thing. Living room, I just wanted to be like, yes, that's in my living room.
Statement piece.
Yeah, like, it's not like I'm ever really going to put
I'm a
one.
Star.
Yeah. I'm probably never going to put that one on. The one in my room, I'll probably use to film, like, my YouTube videos. Because I got different light bulbs for the one in my room. I got the, like, what are they, the fluorescent ones for, like, filming for the mirror in my room. And now it's just, like, on my patio and I don't know what to do with it. People are like, just get somebody to replace the mirror. Like, I guess people...
Yeah, you can do that. It's
but
not
how
that
much
expensive.
Would that cost?
I don't know. Find out. But it can't be that much, you know?
I wanted a
couple hundred, maybe.
No. They can just ship me a new mirror at that
point.
Yeah,
tell them.
Yeah, but then I'm going to try to sell this one I have.
But actually, maybe it's less. I
did
mean,
you get it from Amazon?
Mirror.
No. It's like this place called Illuminated Mirrors.
Oh.
They're based in the UK.
Oh.
And like certain brands will work with me as long as I promote them on a regular basis.
Nice.
So they sent me two mirrors. Oh, wow. Why I deserve two, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
she's a social media star, so she's...
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, she reaches a lot of people, so people send her stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very
cool.
Yeah,
it's definitely cool. I don't know what I... Honestly, clothes-wise, I don't know what I would do without it. Because I can't remember the last time I actually, like, shopped.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just wait for somebody to send me a package.
Right.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and then when it's
but
like...
But I'm glad you're not, like, making that, like, the only thing you post, you know? Like,
oh, no.
Like, I know this girl used to be on the show. She was on the show once. She's a comedian. But all she ever does on her pictures is just tell you, purse by this.
I do that a lot,
this.
Though.
I know, but that's all she says, you know?
Yeah.
And you post other things, too.
Yeah. You have to, because people will be like,
Yeah, I'm like, she's only promoting. Who gives a shit, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm.
But I will say that most of the females that I follow on Instagram and stuff, it's I follow them to find out what they're wearing.
Really?
Like, and if they post a dope outfit and they don't tag it, I'll unfollow. Like, I'll get pissed. Like, I want to know where your goddamn sweatshirt is from, girl. Tag it at least. Because you could tag the photo without actually writing it in the caption,
right,
you know?
Right.
So what do you do during the day, like, besides the
nothing.
Radio? Acting?
Or? No, I wish I was acting. Yeah. I need, like, a... So I just got a new manager, but right now he's focusing on getting me on a new reality show because that's what I've done before.
Right.
And then after I succeed on that, because I'm just speaking positivity into existence, I'm going to do it. They just Skyped Gabby too.
Really?
Yeah. And that'll be the first, if we both get it, that'll be the first time in 6 years me and Gabby have done a show together.
Ah, that'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. We're sure like you'll be excited. Very interesting on camera together because we're so different.
What, now, would she move for that long? I mean, is the show out here if they shoot it?
It's in California?
Yeah.
No. Oh. It won't be.
Oh, okay.
It's like on an island somewhere.
So both of you will have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very
yeah.
cool.
And luckily, she got mom and dad.
Yeah.
Mom and dad will take care of Marcella, so she's good.
The kid.
And if she needs to leave early, she'll just fight.
Yeah.
Because once you fight, you have to go. You get sent home.
Really?
So I told her, if you have to leave early, just punch someone in the face.
They know the rules already. She's been on several reality shows, so she knows.
Nice. Do you have kids?
The drill.
No, my twin sister has a son.
Oh, you
yeah.
have a twin sister.
Yeah.
Nice.
No. I don't know if I'm ever going to have kids. I want kids.
It's hard, girl.
Then
yeah. Let me tell you that.
You will. If you want them, you will have them.
I know. Sometimes I feel like I'm just going to be that cool aunt, but then I'll like regret it at like 40. And I'll be like, why didn't I ever have like a mini me?
How old are you now?
I'm 30. I just turned 30.
Oh, you have a little bit of time.
I know. Like a little bit. Because your eggs start
like
to dwindle. Yeah. At like 33.
No, it's just, it gets hard. You just don't have the same energy.
Yeah.
You know, you're always like tired.
Yeah. And I'm tired now. Like so. I go to bed at like 9:30, 10.
Mm.
And that's like with no kid.
Yeah.
That's just me being like, oh, I worked out today.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed at 9:30. So
yeah.
sad.
I'll tell you that being a single mom right now is really difficult.
Really?
If I didn't have my dad, I don't know.
Well, do you
blow
consider
my brain.
Yourself a single mom?
I do.
So he doesn't help.
Well, he does once in a while, but it's
why are
it's
guys
like
that? I feel like no dude steps up to the plate these days. Gabby's baby daddy doesn't. I know a bunch of them, my girlfriends, their baby dad is just like MIA. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky if he comes around like once or twice a week to see the baby. And it's actually
but
really
that's
sad.
Good.
But you know what? It's like, I
it's
get it.
It's better
you
than
know?
A lot of
yeah.
other people.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like my sister's...
He's sweeter, so I'm
yeah,
happy about
my
that.
Sister's baby daddy hasn't even asked about their son since August, so
oh
almost a year ago.
That's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know what's up with guys these days, you know?
Yeah.
They're just so self-concerned.
Yeah, I'm like, why wouldn't you want to like see your kid grow up
yeah.
and like learn how to speak like... words like
yeah.
Marcellus is like reading now and like he has not seen any of that
yeah
well some so people great. View kids as an obstacle to their
yeah.
life
I know.
You know
but you know what the sad part is like when they miss a huge chunk of their lives and then they come back at a certain age
and then
I want to be your dad now
and it's then like, it messes
work
the
that
kid
way.
Up and then it messes the kid
yeah.
up
yeah
what is that oh it's
well,
outside,
it's outside
yeah. okay
truck backing up or something.
Yeah, I yeah, agree yeah. with that
yeah but yeah you know so I feel the same way you know you're missing out on the
mm-hmm.
The opportunities that you can because they'll never be kids again
the beautiful
know?
Moments
I mean we have such yeah. great memories together every day my son yeah. reminds me of something that I
Absolutely.
Don't even remember you know
right
yeah.
like that we used to do this we used to do that and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff you know
mm-hmm.
so
actually with me I'm
with
like
you.
So encouraging of my husband it's like I call him like come over let's do this like I take him out to dinners I you know prepare meals so he's part of it but it's like he has to make the effort too you know
right
yeah, absolutely
mm-hmm.
Relationships. God, after the show she's gonna go my god all we talked about is my husband
I know so sad I'm
well,
venting
it goes back to that
well relationships in this day and age are
yeah,
just hard in general
they are.
Yeah.
And besides it's affected your life I mean that's the
of
way
course.
You are now
mm-hmm.
you
of
know?
Course
so
yeah.
That's what you think about these days I'm sure right
I almost like would be content meeting someone who had like a lot of money not just for a lot of money just because I know at some point like we're not gonna make it I don't think most relationships last these days and I hate to be negative about it because I want to speak positivity in existence but literally even like the happiest of relationships at some point like someone's gonna cheat
nah
yeah
no
yeah 110%
no
yeah a man. Okay, if you're with, if you, if I met somebody 7 years ago and we got together and we've been together for 8 years, we have a kid together, 5 more years pass, we have another kid together, at some point he's gonna go through his midlife crisis. He's gonna be wondering, like, does anyone find me attractive anymore? And before you know it, he's gonna go on a business trip and sleep with, like, the stewardess.
Don't put that in your head though.
Yeah, and besides, how many people do that? You know, I don't think so.
I'm so negative when it comes to relationships.
Yeah,
I just have no faith. I've just seen too much stuff. Like, I go out all the time and I tell Sam, I'm like, yo, I see people that, like, rep their girlfriends so hard on social media, be the first dude in the club cheating on her.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello? Like, this is crazy to me.
Yeah.
But then he'll, like, 24 hours later, he'll be poolside with his girlfriend. I'm like, you are just literally tongue in mouth with somebody else. It's just disgusting to me.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like... I could have been on the show lying about a lot of stuff, but I think that being honest and authentic kind of, like, connects you with people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know I'm putting myself out there, but I think it's a good
thing. But that's okay. Yeah. I mean, nobody knows you anyway, right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I'm a nobody. Yeah,
we're all nobodies.
I love what Sam said.
Yeah. It came out the way, not the way I meant it.
Well, they'll know me now.
Yeah. Legit.
But for the most part, no, I mean, that's one thing I realized about the radio. You sit here and you start having a conversation, forgetting that people are listening.
Exactly.
You know?
And you go real deep.
But that's okay. I mean, it's maybe therapeutic for you too, you know, to bring it out in the open.
Absolutely. Well, that's why the subtitle of my show, Discover, Inspire, Evolve. I hope that we can all evolve together, you know, through these conversations and discussions. So.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to your show.
Thank you.
It'll
You'll be
very
a guest.
Nice.
Hopefully Danny too.
Oh, yeah, we'll come together.
Awesome.
I'll be a guest.
Nice.
And so, Anita, tell people how they can find you if they want to contact you, social media, anything
like
that.
Sure, sure. If you want to contact me through social media, it's just at Grace Radio Show on Instagram, Facebook. I have a Twitter account too, which I'm not really active on, but it's like show_Grace, I believe. And then you could also, like, email me at graceradioshow@gmail.com if you want to be a guest, sponsor, donate, submit music. I mean, it's not really going to be a musical show, but if you'd like to submit music, I'd be glad to interview you and, you know, play your music and all that good stuff.
Sounds good. And we get a lot of great artists here.
Yeah, I love independent artists.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be very cool. All right. Well, Anita Martirosyan.
Anita M. You could just call me Anita M.
Martirosyan.
Anita.
Martirosyan.
Oh, okay. Sam.
Don't butcher my last name. Damn it.
I'm drilling it into the listener's brain. Anita, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so much for
having
me.
You're amazing. Guys, don't forget to catch your show coming up August 2nd, is it?
Yes.
It's a Thursday night.
And it's a really exciting show. I won't say who's coming on the show, but I will say that she's a matchmaker, a celebrity relationship coach. So that'll be fun.
That's cool.
Sounds good. Millionaire matchmaker, maybe? I don't know.
Is that show still on the air? I think it got canceled, right? After that girl got killed.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, yeah.
They canceled the show?
A millionaire was on that show, and there was a girl on the dating show, and they ended up together. Uh-huh. Like, she won the show with him, and he chopped her up in a million pieces, stuck her in a suitcase, and then hung himself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I thought the show got canceled after that, because that was, like, a big deal. Like, no one was doing background checks. Yeah, they identified her body by her silicone implant.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Can you imagine a guy being that psycho?
Wow.
It's like Scott Peterson. Who gets fan mail? Like, what bitch would send that guy fan mail?
Yeah.
Hey, I love you so much. You killed your unborn child and your soon to be wife, but I love you so much. Like, you're messed up. Talk about daddy issues. Anyways, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Anita.
It was fun.
Thanks, everybody, for listening and watching. If you're on Facebook, you can always catch it later. It's always there. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Cheers.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.